Let's see. Johnny Depp came out with his debut art collection at a UK gallery. It sold out instantly online, made $3.5 million. Not bad for a weekend's work. Leonardo decapitated Martin Scorsese working on an Apple Plus movie called The Wager, a tale of shipwreck, mutiny, and murder, all based on real events. There is a Legally Blonde. Oh, my gosh.
There is a what?
Legally Blonde 3 is coming out with Reese Witherspoon. Twitter went wild over a fan page showing that George Jetson was born yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
And we may have something later on what did and did not come true from the Jetson. Kenan Thompson agrees with Lorne Michaels that Saturday Night Live should end with season 50. That is when Lorne Michaels plans to retire. They probably should have done it at 25, but oh well. And Taylor Swift topped the list of celebrity private jet flights, and she's not even on most of them. But she's right now angering the left because she just can't seem to fly commercial anymore.
Well, Kerry, our energy czar.
Yeah,
he's second on that list.
Yeah.
Hey, John Gatti, what a long face.
It is a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. There is a number for men that can change their lives once they know what it is, and if it's low, how to get it treated. And treatment is really simple. Montgomery Men's Health is the place to call. For a $99 investment, you can get tested. They'll know your T level and your PSA number. Two very significant numbers for men. If your testosterone level is low, and it can be impacted by all kinds of things, from the weather to stress and other factors, your diet. If it's low, that can be adjusted and adjusted quickly. It's important because it's not just a matter of libido or how it may impact ED. It's a matter of your overall well-being. But if you're feeling kind of like, I'm on the sideline of life right now. Nothing's happening. This could be the easiest and least expensive solution for you. $99. Ask about it by calling Montgomery Men's Health at 440-3663. 440-3663. Or learn more about an abundance of treatment options you might not even know about by going to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't make TV, and they've got it. 7:03, we'll check traffic. Fresh edition of SRN News, just a few minutes away.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Speaking of Jay, random facts coming up next hour with a pop.
Well, we still have an accident, I-65 southbound at Southern Boulevard. They're making progress on it. They've already got one vehicle up on a wrecker, getting it out of the way. Hopefully, that's going to open up shortly. Right now, if you're traveling south on 65 at Southern Boulevard, you'll need to be in the left lane against the center divider. It looks like one-lane traffic now onto the ramps, and traffic is backed up there, but it's a quick grind through there. We've also got an accident, 2700 block west, South Fairview. That's in the curve right near the county health department. Use caution there this morning. At ReinhartToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want at ReinhartToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, are you ready for summer?
I'm ready. Just, it's cool. The coffee's out and the cookies and the rocking chairs. And so, come on in.
Tell us what's going on for the summer months.
We've got some good sales going on. There is some outdoor furniture that's left. Pretty much all of it has been sold, but there's a few things. And if you're looking to get into this business and have a little extra income, we've got two or three booths open. And come on in and let me show it to you.
And college will be here before we know it.
Oh, college. Furniture is here. You have a hard time shopping with the kids. I know that. Been through it. Come on in and sit down, rest a while, let them go shopping, and then come tell you what they want. Because if you go pick it out, it's not going to be the right thing, believe me. So let them do it and then tell you what they found, and that's a lot easier.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6, and Sundays 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Alabama News Network is taking action against crime. We know it's local concern. That's why Alabama News Network brings you local crime coverage on CBS 8 and ABC 32. We work with Central Alabama Crime Stoppers to catch suspects, and we bring you the latest Montgomery County mugshots so you can see justice in action. Alabama News Network believes an informed community is a safer community. Alabama News Network, taking action against crime on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Today is August 1st, Girlfriend's Day. It's a day to celebrate that special relationship with that lovely, young, vibrant woman you hope your wife never finds out about. Happy Girlfriend's Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Cool.
Her two-day trip to Asia now underway. We still don't know if House Speaker Pelosi will make that controversial stop in Taiwan. The possibility of Pelosi visiting the island as Communist China warning the U.S. of serious consequences. More rain could fall on flood-stricken areas of eastern Kentucky, where 28 people have already lost their lives, and the destruction is massive. Not so fast on that COVID recovery. The bug came around again to bite President Biden for a second time. He's back in isolation at the White House. New CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows Republicans leading the midterm race for the House, running at least 25 seats ahead of the Democrats, according to this survey. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures off 14. More details at srnnews.com.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Boostar.
Boostar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Monkeypox. Hi, here is the latest in monkeypox news. Another pandemic to follow. 17 cases.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
That was an interesting introduction.
Here's monkey your monkeypox for
the weather.
That was 70 cases in Alabama, but it doesn't tell where.
Monkeypox forecast here. Hot start to August with a high today around 95, triple digit heat index. There will be A standard number of scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. I say standard because yesterday there were hardly any showers on the radar. Today we'll be back to a closer to summertime normal. Tonight's low 74. But tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday are different. Storms become more numerous, scattered to numerous hit or miss storms, more to go around. All 3 days, generally low to mid-90s each day for a high, and fewer storms again on Friday as they start to thin out. Right now this morning, humidity is crazy. It's 77 now at 712.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Welcome to August, the eighth month of the year. What the hell happened to June and July?
How did that happen?
You are freaking out. You still haven't gone on vacation. You went to the bathroom and more than half of the year passed. You haven't done a thing this year.
Other than become more of a disappointment to your family.
It's almost back to school time. Football season's practically here.
Get to it, Buttercup.
Put down the bong, unplug your video games, and do something. This message brought to you by Reality and Procrastinators.
Wow, it's only 7-Eleven. Things to look forward to in August. I already mentioned this. National Back to School Month. And how about this? We can celebrate on our grand prize drawing because it's Grab Some Nuts Day.
Let's get nuts!
And every Friday, we give away a $25 gift card to Tucker Pecan, which is where we suggest you go the next time you're ready for the best. Hip Hop Day. What are we going to do for that?
Sit around and rap.
Yeah. Remember I had a couple of hip hop songs I kept just segments of?
Mm-hmm.
We used to do this thing called Grandma's Gangsta Phrase That Pays. So you would get a segment of a hip-hop, and then Grandma would explain
what it
meant. I think I'm ready to bring that one back. And that's all I have. I have not been the same since I found out I didn't win $1 billion over the weekend. Morning Maroon nominees coming up later, something that might remind you of the movie North by Northwest in that particular feature. I have all the stuff left over from last week, too, that we never got around to.
What happens to the lottery now? Does it go back to, zero? What does it go to?
Let me ask Siri. We've been working so well together today. Yeah. Siri, what is the next Mega Millions jackpot?
Here's what I found from usmegamillions.com. The current record is a whopping $1.537 billion, which was awarded on October 23rd, 2018. This is the second largest jackpot in the world.
The second largest jackpot?
What is the Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow?
I found this on the web.
Who's talking? Who's this?
Hang on. Oh. That doesn't tell me anything.
She gets lazy. Like, here, read it. Read this. I'm busy.
If you keep calling
20 million. It's down to 20 million.
20 million?
Yeah.
That's not worth it.
I'm not going to Georgia for $20 million. Hell no. No way. Hey, it's our first call of the week, and it's David.
You know, 40 years ago, I used to have friends in Des Plaines, and it wasn't a really good area then. I can't imagine how bad it is now. Whoever won that ticket, I hope, disappeared before anybody found out who it was.
Well, actually, when I was growing up, Des Plaines, which is the correct pronunciation, by the way, even though nobody says that, all those northwestern suburbs were, that's where everybody who was fleeing the city went up that way. And great schools and all that kind of stuff, but, you know.
Maybe the Bears would go there.
I can measure how bad the blight in Chicago is by where our reunions are every 10 years, and they keep getting further and further away from the city.
West.
Seriously, we're almost, the next one's almost in Indiana. That's how bad it is.
No doubt. But yeah, that's, you know, especially around Toohey Avenue over there, that's not a good area.
Oh, Toohey.
Yeah, that's where the store was on Toohey Avenue.
Wow.
So, yeah, I definitely would hightail it out of there if I was whoever won that.
How is Niles doing? They're very close.
I hadn't been in Niles in probably 20 years, so.
My grandma and grandpa used to be up there, and we like to visit them just because they had a cool drugstore walk away with great comic book selection.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had family who just moved out of Batavia, and, you know, that whole area, Batavia, Geneva, all in there is really the hot spots now, you know, and of course Barrington still is.
Yeah, and those are places you really wouldn't consider going unless you had to because they were so far away from the city.
Right.
But now you almost have to go that far to get away from the hell that is Chicago.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. So have a good one, guys.
Hey, oh, wait a minute. What do you think of the Bears moving to Arlington?
Oh, Chicago? They're gone. I mean, there's no way they're going to stay on the lakefront. If you go into Atlanta to a Braves game and see what the Battery area is like, there, that's exactly, you know. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my youngest brother, who still lives in the Chicago area, and he was saying that they're planning on building a casino, resort, all kinds of stuff there, because it's a 360-acre tract of land that they bought with the old Arlington racetrack.
Yeah.
And you've got to do that now. It's got to be an entertainment venue, not just the stadium to show up, watch a game, and leave. So,
that and the lakefront is no longer safe.
No.
Folks, this is an area, for those of you who know that Chicago has that amazing downtown, this is the area just south of downtown. Grant Park flows into Soldier Field.
Grant Park, which was full of people this weekend from Lollapalooza.
Well, you're safe if there's 100,000 other people around, but if it's just a regular garden variety day, oh, forget it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, you had, what was it, the big convention place there?
McCormick Place.
McCormick Place, yeah. All that whole stretch along there was just amazing back in the day, but...
Yep.
You know, with the way crime is now, you know, nobody wants to go there. So, you know, I think that's probably a real driving reason as to why.
No doubt about
they're
it.
They're leaving. Yeah. So, and of course, Beetlejuice, you know, pitching the, we can put a dome on Soldier Field.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, right. So, that will be her legacy. She lost the Bears.
Lost the Bears, right.
So, anyway, have a good one.
I would not be surprised at some point. Let's say the White Sox have been in that crappy new ballpark for 30 years, so their lease is up. I wouldn't be surprised to see any of the other teams move.
Yeah.
Well, that was a rumor a long time ago. Well, when big sports teams flee the city because they can't deal with a crime, that tends to get attention. We'll see. We're at 7:18. We have local news. Jay looks ready for the first of two big segments of Random Facts, always followed by a $10 Food Outlet pop. His question.
Look how ready he is.
He is ready to go.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. 20-year-old Jalen Walker of Prattville has been charged with murder. Walker is the suspect in the shooting death of 40-year-old Shelby McGee of Montgomery. He was taken into custody Sunday. He's being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1.5 million bond. A bill that would ban assault-style weapons was passed by the House Friday. Now it will head to the Senate, where it is not expected to get the 60 votes it needs to pass. The bill is the latest piece of legislation aimed at limiting gun violence in America. Congress passed another bill earlier this year that allocates money towards mental health and changes the process for purchasing a firearm when you're younger than 21. Governor Ivey has announced the appointment of a new Montgomery County Commissioner. She has named Carmen Moore Ziegler to fill the open seat in District 2. It became vacant with the death of longtime Commissioner Elton Dean in June. Moore Ziegler is the president of the Montgomery-based Moore Ziegler Group. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Mosquito season is here. Call Pest Pro Services now to fight the bite. Did you know that a mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in 8 to 10 days? Let's take back your yard. I said, let's take back your yard. For more information, go to ppsriverregion.com or call Pest Pro Services today. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
August is when we celebrate International Clown Week. So, bite a clown today. After all, they taste funny.
And now,
I'm Greg, I'm just the bozo that operates
random facts.
Now that's ironic because it's National Clown Week and Bozo is probably one of the most famous clowns of all.
That's true.
We're going to play grand prize game later on the radio.
That should be fun. I hear clicking.
I just constant tapping.
Did we talk to Craig about that, our chief engineer? Has he been able to figure out the source for this annoying sound?
Yes. Thank God. I'm just going to bring you a set of drumsticks and let you have go nuts.
Because it sounds like somebody's and I...
Did you know there was an event in central London in July and August of 1858?
An event in London in July and August of 1858.
It was called the Great Stink.
Wow.
18 what? 68?
1858. 58. Yeah, the Great Stink. Ew. The hot weather there exacerbated the smell of untreated human waste and industrial, as they put it, effluent that was present on the banks of the River Thames. The problem had been mounting for some years. I've got an even worse random fact coming up days and days and days and days down the line about... a ship that there was some sort of accident. People fell into the River Thames.
Yeah,
it was horribly untreated.
Yeah,
they digested some of the water died.
Oh,
families filed lawsuits, and they finally had to figure out a better way to get rid of their waste.
That stinks, man.
Cow.
Instead of dumping it in the River Thames.
So. Well, we did that. That was a problem in this country.
Yeah.
If you read. Stories that tell you the truth about life in America. Even the big cities like New York, they were throwing their
the Hudson
excrement out the window into the alley behind their building. I mean, open for rain.
Yeah, if you ever see a satellite picture of, London, you'll see this brown trail that goes through it, and that's the river.
Wow.
It's gross. Did you know... Joe DiMaggio was the face of Mr. Coffee for over 20 years.
Yes, he was.
He hated coffee.
That I didn't know.
The CEO of Mr. Coffee joked that millions of kids grew up thinking Joe DiMaggio was a famous appliance salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Though he was the spokesman, DiMaggio rarely drank coffee. It was because he had ulcers. And so he rarely would drink that. He preferred... Say it ain't so, Joe. He preferred Sanka instant coffee.
Oh, God.
That was terrible.
I'd rather drink out of the Thames River.
That's good. That's good.
Really?
That's good.
They're both brown.
Can you imagine a little Sanka with Thames River water?
Yeah, with your trash water.
Joe, by the way, was perhaps the most elegant, classy man I have ever met. The way he comported himself, he was regal without putting on a show.
Right.
He just had an air about him that was amazing.
Did they call him Jolting Joe? Because I'm remembering in the song.
They called him Jolting Joe in the sports media when he was a player.
Okay, Mr. Robin.
But
Mr.
when I Robin. Met him, he just insisted on Joe. Yeah. He was a funder. In fact, it's still there, the Joe DiMaggio Hospital for Children, which is part of the Broward County Medical Complex.
Just amazed that he was...
raised millions for that.
He was married to Marilyn Monroe. And in fact, we've said it before, sent flowers to her grave, fresh flowers every week.
That Marilyn movie hits Netflix this month.
It's called Beautiful Blonde or something?
It's called Blonde,
Yeah.
And it's their first NC-17 film.
Hey, guess what I watched part of last night? Parkland.
Oh, did you?
Did
you like it?
Was blown away.
Yeah, it was really good. It's a theatrical movie about Parkland Hospital.
I mean, the reenactment of everything, that nobody's ever taken that approach on it. You know,
it was really, really well done.
Yeah.
Including, well, it had Zapruder. Did you see that where they went to his house?
Yes, and the way the FBI acted, high hand and all that, nothing's changed.
That young doctor was Zac Efron.
He was great. He really was great in that movie.
I'm glad you watched it.
I'm halfway through, but I think we should watch it together.
Did you know?
For analysis.
The Jacob Diamond, estimated to be worth, in 2008, it was worth $122.2 million, was used as a paperweight for a very long time until the diamond's true value was realized.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know what it looks like or anything, but somebody had it on their desk at some point. It was just like, tchotchke I picked up at DeSoto Caverns or something, you know, the gift shop. Did you know, we talked about the not last week, I think it was week before last or something, the whole James Webb Space Telescope thing. James Webb was a NASA administrator from 1961 to 1968. He oversaw each of the critical first crewed missions throughout the Mercury and Gemini programs until days before the launch of the first Apollo mission. He also dealt with the fire that happened on Apollo 1.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
He dealt with that. God, that was awful. What was his name?
James Webb.
James Webb.
Like the James Webb Telescope?
Yeah, Webb Telescope.
Did you know only one in every 1,000 sea turtles born will actually survive to maturity?
That's sad.
That's horrible. I don't know how many are born, though.
Terrible maternity rate.
Yeah, I don't know what the rate of birth is, how many. But one in every 1,000 sea turtles will survive to maturity.
Well, children, even back in the 1800s, even into the early 1900s, the survival rate of young children was
very low.
Was terrible. Mm.
Did you know the Sesame Street song Rubber Ducky?
Rubber Ducky, yes.
Peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I remember WLS playing it.
September 26th of 1970.
Right.
It also reached number 10 in Australia.
Came and went pretty quick, but they had to play it.
Yeah.
Novelty song.
Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about fruit flies. We'll also talk about American cheese. Let's see. Natural gas. A man by the name of Sean Flynn. And what he's famous for. And we'll talk to you about sadness.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh. That's great. That's all coming up on Random Facts. Let's talk about sadness. Oh. That was good. That's coming up. Random Facts after the break.
So if you decided you need furniture for your home and you didn't include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing, you would be sad. Because you would miss out on a chance.
You used that sadness thing.
Well, take a look. I just opened up shopkaiser.com. Look at that bedroom suite. Isn't that beautiful?
Ooh. Oh, it's nothing sad.
I'd love to have that in my house.
Yeah.
That is nice. And they've got accent pieces, full bedroom suites, bestseller individual pieces, like recliners, and so much more. And with 65,000 square feet of storage space, they've got room for everything. But people are focused on price. Can I get value and price at the same place? And yes, you can at Kaiser. By the way, Bob Carroll or Stella or Cheryl, whoever you happen to be working with, these are people with real decor experience, can help you, qualified customers, get a Synchrony luxury account at 0% interest. So you can spread the payments out, maybe devote some money to a different home improvement elsewhere. That's also an option. Brett McDonald does approve 0% financing if that option is available to you. You have three people who will show you around, whether you're looking at one individual. I always say wear comfortable shoes because there is so much to see. Your eye is almost drawn in different directions when you're first in there. And everything at Kaiser is marked up to 50% off and available for immediate delivery. For the most amazing selection and some pretty amazing people, Bob, Stella, and Cheryl, visit Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, which puts them just past Montgomery's 10% sales tax. It's 8 1/4 there, yet another way to save when people shop wiser and buy Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing. ShopKaiser.com. The bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there at 7:30.
Well, we do have a minor accident that they're wrapping up right now on Fairview Avenue near I-65. It's out near Carver, right in that area. Please use caution there. Other than that, the interstates look great. No bridge work, road work going on this morning. You should have a nice ride in from wherever you're coming from. And 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. They're a little bit busy, but nothing that's going to cause you much trouble there either. An equity loan or cash out refinance on your home may be a phone call away. Call MCS, the company that answers the phone when you call. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, and repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
Forever. For 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. Glad you did.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 1st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jason Momoa. Even then, his mother knew he had a future as Aquaman.
Whoa! My water broke! Did I just see a fish?
Jason Momoa, a star is born.
And now...
Stop chasing your tail. Sit down and sit still for...
Random facts.
Jason, chasing your tail. Yeah. Jason.
Reminds me of the Great Stink.
It was that bad?
You know, that in the bad pun sort of way. Well, not that it was bad, but you know what I mean.
I had something else scheduled there, but it was kind of a longer thing.
Bad joke bad, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, our listeners don't want my bad jokes. They want to hear random facts, and they want to win a $10 food outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz question that follows.
Did you know that fruit flies have a gene named Jim Lovell after the astronaut? It's the gene that they have is necessary for the flies to respond to gravity, which is why I guess they called the gene the Jim Lovell gene. It's in fruit flies. I don't know why fruit flies. Maybe they sent fruit flies with them to space. I don't know.
It could very well be. I mean, they were testing all kinds of things.
That, well, I think I did a random fact. The very first animal that's ever in space was not the dog, the cat, or whatever.
It was right. Fruit flies. It was, yeah. So is Jim Lovell still alive?
Yes.
I believe he is, yeah.
So is Tom Hanks.
But Jim never went to the moon, I don't think, right? He only went into space.
No, he was going to be walking on the moon. Right. Apollo 13, and then he was rescheduled for, I think, 18 or 19.
And then they scrubbed
the hole.
Yeah.
There's only three or four men left who have ever stepped foot on the moon.
Right.
Did you know American cheese? It's a combination of cheddar, Colby, washed curd, or granular cheeses as well, but it has cheddar and Colby within it. By federal law, it must be labeled processed American cheese if made of more than one cheese, or processed American cheese food if it's at least 51% cheese but contains other specific dairy ingredients. It's very specific on what must be in something in order to get the name of cheese.
Did you do a random fact one time, or did I hear it some... Oh, no, I heard it on a food show, The Great Foods, about potato chips. When Pringles came out, they couldn't call it potato chips, and they finally won that suit. Lay's did.
You're right, they couldn't. You're right.
Yeah, and they said, that's okay, we'll just call it Pringles.
Yeah.
So they dropped potato chips. But you're right, there's certain aspects of what has to be in, like potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's what, who...
Well, for a while, you weren't even allowed to call this show radio.
Subway, like, tried to get it so they could call it tuna. It had to have a certain amount of tuna in it, but right. It doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then their subs came up an inch short.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
There's a lot of disappointment over that,
well,
too.
Sometimes you exaggerate.
Nobody's ever sued me, Rich.
Shrinkage!
It's shrinking! George Costanza.
Speaking of the great stink, did you know the smell of rotten eggs from natural gas? They add that in there.
Yes, exactly. Smell is there to... So you can detect.
Exactly.
That's why I add it to mine. I think it's only fair that people...
Because there used to be no aroma at all.
Now you know.
The rest of the story. Yeah, because natural gas is odorless, but they added the rotten egg smell so that you'd be able to smell it. Anyway, in 1970, Sean Flynn... He's the son of Errol Flynn.
Yes.
He disappeared in Cambodia while working as a photojournalist during the Vietnam War. While leaving the country's capital, he set off on his motorbike for a press conference in Saigon. He was never seen again. Hmm. And in 1984, they declared him dead.
Never heard that before.
I didn't. Yeah, I had never heard of Errol Flynn, that he had a son, and I didn't know his son was, you know, that... kind of a person. And finally, let's talk about sadness.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
What about sadness?
It is adaptive and helpful since it nudges you to make up for loss, while severe depression or extreme sadness is not, as it leaves you actionless. So if you experience sadness, what this is saying is that sadness is just your way to cope, push through, get on to the next thing. However, if you suffer from depression or extreme sadness, that actually puts you in a state of not wanting to move forward, not an actionless state, sort of you dwell in it, you sit in it, and it just continues to affect you. rather than just, you know, let out the cry and then continue on to get to get through it, that sort of thing.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thanks for noticing me. Those are all of your random facts.
I see how your breakfast is doing on Facebook this morning.
Yeah. Let's not get sad.
No, 60, that's pretty good.
That's a happy number for you?
That's a nice first.
Tomorrow's time. Breakfast special, barring a last-minute change ordered by Rich, will be the Chuck Eye Steaks. This is a cut that they've been encouraging me to try because it really is one of the best types of steak they can get, and it's available at the butcher shop at Food Outlet, and it's very reasonably priced. And these are perfectly sized breakfast steaks, by the way. In fact, I was able to get two packages for less than $5.91 for the whole pound. That's why I think you like this. It gives you that. It's very, very lean. Great for breakfast. Great to grill into sandwiches or just having a plate with some fries. Grill a bunch at a time. $5.91 a pound through tomorrow at Food Outlet. Oscar Mayer bologna, $1.84 for the 1 pound pack. That's regular or all beef. Also in the meat department, Ziegler sliced bacon, $4.45 a package, or their smoked sausage, which I also have for a breakfast option later in the week, $3.63. Bananas are 50 cents a pound, and chicken wings get a 5 pound bag of USDA Grade A chicken wings for just $11.23. It's an excellent price on chicken wings. Everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. I urge those of you who are going through sticker shock at the big national chains or seeing empty shelves, try Food Outlet. You're not going to run into those problems there. You'll save real money. At all three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I was there yesterday morning. I actually got there a little bit early this week, around 7:20. Hope to see you there some Sunday morning. And, of course, in Prattville on Main Street, west of 31. Now, win a $10 head start at Food Lot by playing and winning today's pop quiz question with Quiz Master Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the Big Stink, which took place in 1858. But where did it take place?
Where was the Big Stink?
And it's not from the Prattville mill.
I haven't smelled the mill in a long time. Is it still
it's
operating?
It's been a long time since I get up earlier now, so I don't necessarily know that. I used to smell it when I'd leave the house at like 8.
Yeah. You could tell which way the wind was blowing.
Right. I haven't smelled it in a long time.
But it had to be from exactly the right degree to smell it in the city.
True.
I remember the first time.
You could.
No, and probably it didn't matter where you were. You smelled it. There was no. The wind didn't help.
I
wonder if they added that smell. So you know it was a.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? All right, 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you don't win, the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Stay and play the follow up questions. Get bonus entries and a Friday's grand prize drawings. Give away some great stuff. 272-9228.
After some early morning accidents, we're looking pretty good all over the area right now. We're a little busy on Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, inbound to downtown, and on East South Boulevard. A lot of cars on their way into Montgomery from Wetumpka on 231, Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson building just a bit, and Highway 31 out of Prattville. We're a little busy there. Buckle up, drive carefully, though. Overall, looking good. Fall registration at Trentham State going on now with classes starting August 19th. Change your life. Make your dreams a reality. Call Trentham State today. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Okay.
So we need some callers.
Yeah, we got the Monday, first day of August blues going on.
Yeah. 272-9228, and it's not tough. It's one of the first random facts.
Yeah.
Happened in 1858. The Big Stink.
Well, he spent a long time talking about this.
Aroma. It's a big city. It's not Prattville.
Yeah, no.
It's
Fern.
Where did it happen?
Fern.
272-9228 is the number. So while we're waiting for the lines to fill with calls, just before we pull out one toke over the line from Lawrence Welk, it is 7:45. Rich will do the forecast. When we come back, I'm sure we'll see.
I'm positive.
This Friday was crazy. It's Monday. That's the only thing. The only thing different. I don't feel like playing in radio contest today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Boy, this forecast stinks. Hot day today with a high around 95 and triple-digit heat indices again with a standard array of scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. I say it that way because yesterday there was hardly anything on the radar at all. Today we'll be back to hit or miss storms. Low tonight 74. Now tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, storms will become more numerous, scattered to numerous showers and storms in the afternoon. Still not every town will get wet, with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s each day and fewer storms again on Friday as they start to thin out. Right now this morning it's 77 at 746.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
All right, Sandy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Are you ready to win that $10 food line pop quiz question?
Oh, it sounds great to win. Wouldn't happen to be River Thames, would it?
That would be it. That's right.
That's exactly right. The Big Stink in 1858.
Yes. Thames, the right words we were looking for. You, hold on, and you've got a $10 head start at Food Island. Let's go to Pat for a follow-up.
Hi, Pat. Hi.
Good morning, all.
Hey, this famous sports hero was a spokesman for Mr. Coffee for years. Who am I talking about?
Elton Joe DiMaggio.
Elton Joe, correct. Yeah.
And he sure sold it, man. He was the icon. Amazing how that matchup worked out, too. Yeah. All right, good work. Yeah, okay, you got bonus entries in the grand prize drawing, which will be Friday. You can win things like a Clark's Club membership, which is worth every penny, I'm telling you. All right, Steve.
Good morning. Top of the morning.
Hey. Top of the morning to you.
This Sesame Street hit peaked at number 16 on the Billboard chart in 1970.
Oh, that's got to be Rubber Ducky. You're the one.
Rubber Ducky is correct.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, have a good day.
All right, you too, Steve. Bo.
Yes, good morning. I'm not eligible for anything right now, but I wanted to call and say that yesterday we woke up and we were deciding what to do for lunch and remembered we had our gift certificate to go to Food Outlet. Mm-hmm. So we went by, I guess, probably ate something in the morning and picked up probably some of the best filet mignon that we've ever had. It was so good.
You know, yesterday they have some reduced for quick sale meat. I picked up two of the most perfect primes you'll ever see for $5. Oh, my God. I felt like I was shoplifting.
Hey, we had some Food Outlet filet mignon yesterday.
Yes. Oh, man. Just beautiful steaks.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, you know, come back and share that.
All right.
Glad you did.
Cool.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Tomorrow we'll expect better attendance. That's just the way it has to be. So I was communicating with my buddy Kenny McMahon. Kenny, son Brian, they are turf stalkers. And last week they made a visit to Lewis Lawn to get some new equipment. Now they're professionals. They do, by the way, and thanks to everybody who has tried them, they seem to be very pleased with the results they're getting, and they can still take new customers at 558-1611. But their dance card is filling up quickly. They do a great job. But they count on equipment from Lewis Lawn to keep them going, just like other professional lawn services do. And you need to have a place if you run over something or the blade starts to get dull. And by the way, whether you're a do-it-yourself or a pro, if you are a do-it-yourself or you're seeing brown spots turn up in your grass, that could be the sign of a dull blade because it's pushing the grass down and not slicing through it, then digging it out on the backstroke. And at thousands of RPMs, yeah, even a lawnmower blade can get tough slicing through grass. And they have every other option you could possibly need to maintain a beautiful outside. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, mowers both big, individual push, and tractor size, and everything in between. And chargeable products now, which are all arranged with Ego and Steel products now offering battery chargeable options that get a lot of work out of a single charge. Chad Sasser will be happy to show you all the options. Great customer service from TJ in the service department. And Haley, she's there to keep both of those showrooms running like clockwork. Lewis Lawn. They're open right now, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. And they're reachable by phone right now at 244-9191. Kind of have an interesting rocket scientist for the day coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
On behalf of Mark and Vicki at Applied Security, we welcome you to today's feature, which is based on innovation and invention. And that's because Applebee's is now selling its own line of lip glosses that taste like chicken wings.
What?
Lip glosses that taste like chicken wings. One is called Saucy Gloss, and there are four more types of lip glosses. Hot Buffalo, Sweet Chili, Honey Pepper, and Barbecue. Because, after all, what's classier than makeup that tastes like bar food? Not barf food, bar food.
I just want to taste.
If it's something you want to wear, they partnered up with a makeup brand, and they're selling them at winkylux.com/saucygloss. Each tube costs $18.
No, thanks.
But you can get all four for $65 if you... See, that's the thing. What a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
You must know some hungry women. You know, what? Like Kelly Cooley. Why don't we all chip in and give her the complete four-pack?
Do they have
paper? She works hard for us all year.
Do they have paper mill yet?
Oh, God. I can taste the prep mill.
Taste the prep mill, you baby.
Each tube is $18, and they're using the tagline, "Taste my face."
Applebee's introduces lip glosses that taste like our delicious chicken wings and sauces. But there's more menu-based makeup, like Bourbon Street Glaze nail polish.
You'll be licking our steak glaze off your fingertips all day.
Or try the classic bacon cheeseburger cheek blush
with the smell of bacon.
And don't forget our burnt onion fajita bronzer.
It's sizzling.
Applebee's makeup. Maybe there's a fry cook in the room, or maybe it's Applebee's.
Hey, in other food innovation news,
what you got?
The brand Fancy Feast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for is, cats, right?
Yeah, opening up a pop-up restaurant in New York.
To take your cats to?
All the food is based on their cat food flavors. It's called Gatto Bianco.
So it's food that humans can eat.
Yes.
But it's based on their cat food creations?
They got a Michelin star chef.
That's disgusting.
Not the Michelin tire monster, but Michelin star chef.
Hey, honey, where do you want to eat tonight?
Gosh. You got to be careful how you answer that question.
Let's have a fancy feast.
Only 16 people will get to eat there over 2 days. It's just kind of a gimmick. The food doesn't actually look like cat food, which is nice. Main courses include salmon with saffron risotto, baked sea bass with capers and olives, and braised beef with spinach and polenta.
That's gross.
No, I don't think so.
That is polenta, not placenta, right? Yeah, okay. We're pretty sure some of the ingredients in the beezerts would be toxic for cats, like lemon panna cotta, espresso ice cream, and chocolate-flavored almond cake.
It's gross.
Cats cannot have lemon coffee or chocolate. Visit opentable.com if you'd like to book your reservation.
Yeah.
So we now have lip gloss that tastes like chicken wings.
At Applebee's.
And you now have a fancy feast restaurant in New York. Of course, they're trendsetters there. They're always the first with everything.
Yeah.
That particular bit of genius brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. Everybody is looking to save what I am sacrifice security. And if you haven't looked into Applied Security's monthly monitoring, that's a good place to start. Plus, they're a local company. Their service is a phone call away at 279-8338. What else?
Go to that restaurant if you go up to the bar and get catnip. No?
I don't see anything in there about the bar, but...
Well, yeah, but it would be a human thing that you could eat. Yeah. So basically it'd be, you know, here's some weed.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll make you eat more food.
Actually, it's... Actually, catnip is not weed for cats. It's more like... It's an upper.
Yeah. 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 It is, yeah.
It's more of a... Yeah.
It's methamphetamine for cats.
It
really
is like meth. Yeah.
279-8338 is the number for Applied Security, and they can handle any size business, home, or a private